We had yesterday in Sivchov Beis a filler the koyle davzana tefach wide, but you can make the koyle also out of two shtiklech. Each one shteite mechaba has to be to make up together the width of a tefach, and they can have a space between them as a machlokas. Ein is that you can have a space between them even gimel tvochim. And love it. Aye, it'll fall in. Love it. Londis, love it. The other man was like, no, I'm sorry. It has to be practically possible to put it on. And Mela has to be there, mamash, in between. Now we've got another case. Sivchov Gimel. It looks like this. Now he put two. One over there. And one he put, can you see those little things over there? Yeah. So one of them is a drop higher. So that one's higher than the other.
That's a level. Yeah.
So now there's definitely a problem of it not being able to be put on, if you're thinking practically it has to be put on to stay, because it's slanting. So da steht, Sivchov Gimel. Hoise achas lemale, vachas lemato. Aber se da adin, roim esu elioine ke ele ile mate, vatachtoine ke ele ile male. Uvad, shloi, tehei. So you can imagine, it's either or. Either imagine the bottom one's higher, the lower one's lower. Oh. But it has to be that they're both kosher koyus. So we had the whole time a koyu hechavi 20 in nish kosher. A koyu lower than 10 is nish kosher. So you have to make sure that they are within that thing. If one of them, you're using the shear of one of them. So if one of them is higher, you can't use them. So meila. Also, you have to do it with a lovud. So, meila loye beinem shloisha tochim loy begoyva v'loy b'meshach kashoyin oisay kashoyode zuv also zuv bekavona and she has zuv yad zuv yash poislim. Says the zoy. Even after you've lowered it, it has to be that it will also be online within three as well, because otherwise you have to love it afterwards as well. So they have to be loy b'neim shloisha tochim loy begoyva before you put it lower. V'kashoyin oisay v'loy b'meshach and not in the width. Kashoyin oisay when you have imagined that it's next to it. So yod zuv also zuv either next to it higher or lower. But kavona it should be. Kavona doesn't mean kavona. It means mechuvan. It means straight. Actually, yasu zuv b'tzatzu. V'yesh poislim. That's just the yesh poislim hold. There's no chachmas. Has to be practically possible to put it on, which it isn't if it's on a slant. Not just it can be next to each other and there's a space, but it can even be higher than each other. If the width of each of them is not good enough, only together, and they're not next to each other, and we're not going. Either the higher one goes up or the lower one goes down. But if one of them is in a puzzle estate, then you can't use it. If the one is lower than 10 or higher than 20, it's not a kosher koyah to start off with, so you can't join a puzzle koyah with a kosher koyah. What then? They have to be within. Between 10 tvochim and 20 amas, both of them, and then you can imagine that they are lower, and then they are bekavona, as long as they are mechuven next to each other. He's got a new way about it. Before we said that lower one goes down, the higher one goes up. Now we've got, it seems in Mishabura, that you imagine each one goes halfway. Because look at the lashon now. Nachshev shekva yod zu lematik tzas, to toina also lemalik tzas. Before he said in Yai Dalad, oyas atachtoina, as if either you go this way or that way. Now he says each one does half sharing. It's interesting how he changes. Achinas zukenek zu b'shova lo yiu az murchokin rak poches mishloishet tvochin toshach lo melove kinyam zu gem derushoina. V'yesh poislim. If you have schach like that, you do say loved. Schach, you look at loved, and then you're covered. But here, there's a halacha, it has to be mekabel oriach. It has to be strong enough to put a brick on, and you can't put brick on slanting surfaces. See, it says tefach, could be, it means dafka tefach, less than tefach, maybe it can still be on a slant and stay. Because we are in clay, if it's within tefach and it's tack on a slant, is it also good enough? With the lotion numbase much with tefach, that if it's within a tefach, even if it's on a slant, what's a tefach? Tefach so much that it would stand. We had before next to each other is good enough within a tefach. Is it allowed to be a bit higher also within a tefach and it can't stand? But this is the second shitter, has to be within a tefach. Siv chof dalet. Pirus olea hakoira machzel. Pirus ala koira machzelis. So this person, he's making a big mistake, this person, and he feels, koira, stick across. You got a big, huge movie, I mean, 10 amas. Oh, 1, 2, 3 walls. And at the top of the last one, all you've got is a koira. I'm not happy with it. Zamoritz, I bet he thinks. That's his mashma, the loss of the Rishonim. His mashma, I'm not happy with the koira. Yeah, koira. I want to put a mechitza there. The Rishonim says, you can't put a mechitza across there, you can't get through. He hasn't got money for two sepesach. What does he do? He goes and puts a very strong curtain on the koira the whole way across. 10 tefachim mechitza. Oh, very nice. You look up and you see, you don't see the koira anymore. Instead, you see this very, very strong piece of tarpaulin the whole way across. So high, 10 tefachim high, whole way across. So et al tzfaloyim, he's lost everything. Why? The koira you can't see anymore. It's felt in koira. Als mechitza.
From inside you can't see either.
I'm talking about inside. Lechoy, he did it inside. You can't see it inside because you have to see it inside. Yeah, that's why he did it. If he did it outside, lechoy is good. He did it inside. So the koira is covered with this tarpaulin. He's got the koira there, which is a kosher koira. He covered it with this mechitza, so you can't see the koira from inside. So it's not kosher. It's not kosher koira. Mechitza, it's not mechitza, it's tzluya, it's way above the ground. If we would have left a bit open of the koira, we'll give it. That's the case. That's not the case, but that's the case. Sivchav Dalet. Keres, he spread out ala koira, it's on the koira, maybe it's even on and lying down. Machzeles, a mat. Ve'einu neges ala kalka, but it's not mechitza, it doesn't reach the kalka. Im gevoya mo shloisha tvochim, if it's 3 tvochim high from the ground, so it can't be a mechitza. Anything higher than 3 tvochim on the ground is a mechitza, it's not a good mechitza. Psula. Shahare, kisa hakoira, he's covered the koira, but ain't a nearest, and you can't see it. Ubotle me is koira, it's not koira anymore. Mechitza gam ken ain't a kain, it's not koira, mechitza ain't either, kibbe shigvay mo shlosha. Aval im hiniach koira, that is because he made a mechitza on top of the koira. So the mechitza is a mechitza, which is a posle mechitza, the koira is covered, it's not koira. Aval im hiniach koira, chovin mshachsa smatma sorg shayra. But if he made a big koira, he decided a koira, just a thin koira is not good enough, and he made a big fat koira, then you don't have a fat koira, nishkefelech. I don't mean fat, I mean high, very high koira is nishkefelech. However, the mechaba finishes off, nimshachas ktsas lematma sorg shayra. And that is shver. Because the Chaba says it could even go to lower than 10 tefachim, the koira. Now that's shver, because you can't have a koira lower than 10 tefachim. I say the Chaba holds the koira, so you can imagine 10 tefachim. Yeah? So it goes from there, whatever height, from there, and it goes right down to 10 tefachim. It's a koira, a big, big balkan of wood.
Yeah.
But the Chaba galton that we have later, if the koira is higher than 20, but it starts at 19 and finishes at 21, Dal, take off the one from 20 to 21. So comes down the Mechabe Galton, you can imagine it's not there, the shtickle below 10, and I've got Koira higher. You still see the good Koira. But the Allah Chorim and Cholik is different. There the pshat is, I've got a Koira from 19 to 20, what's on 21? Who cares? It's not there. Here you can't say who cares, because there's a halacha, like a Tusa Pesach has to have 10 tefachim underneath it. There's a halacha, Koira has to have 10 tefachim space underneath it. You've lost your space. Because you have to have 10 tefachim underneath it. Because that's a movie. A movie has to have
If it's heck,
put balloons on it. Right? This is nishar, it's dalochas. That the koira has to have be a movie. It's not a movie anymore if it hasn't got 10 tefachim underneath it. It's not in the movie. It's like you made that part of this movie. It's a Carmelist we learned before. Zod de Mishabur Ayin Ches Machzeles. Shagot, so he wants Liap is koira chaheta uporosle machzeles. He's going to make it better. The gam kosher lekoisos. This is mishabul shitosa. If you remember, that holds a shaking mechitza isn't a mechitza, even if it's not shaking out of the things he says. Gam kosher lekoisel shlitzin idano ruch. There's a mechitza gam kens. He's made it very firm. It should be mamash mechitza. It's very strong and everything. Psula, it's too high, and the koyu you can't see. Philemon says pasuk ve'al sura vein neus imlesen kaneka koyu chovah goitzalim shiu chovah so tefachim. Have I minikim shiu chovah kol kach shemachitzah v'shem koyu? You would have thought. What's the chiddush of the mechaba? Chiddush chaba is that you made a koyu which is taka 10-15 amas thick. So you would have thought, so it's kosher. It's taka kosher. If it be here, it's mamash kosher. So what's the chiddush? Chiddush is I would have thought, Now that it's so high, it's 10 tefachim, it gets a shemechitza. We just learned a mechitza tluya is no good. So it's not good anymore. The Torah says, well, it's still good. A koyah can be higher. It's not good als mechitza, because it isn't a mechitza, because it's tluya, it's not on the ground, but it'll be a koyah. Nobody says you can't have a koyah which is wide, even 10 tefachim. Does the have a minute? Have a minute is not good. Shiu chova so va minute kdiv shiu chova peyav. Kim shiu chova koka shem chitza lo yishem koyim chitza kshere eina. And it's not kosher. Like before we said by Marcellus, the gvoi minute is have a koyim chitza. Kim ashon di kshere. To be mnegad lusa, just because it's fat, big, lo yinspatl no shem koyim. Marcellus shani, because it's not a kosher chitza, and you've lost your koyim. The kisses are koyim. So in any case, you can't see the koyim anymore. But Mshachas knas amal amasor, and the Mechaba says, it doesn't matter a wide, thick koira, even if it's 10 tefachim, and even if it goes below the 10 tefachim mark from the ground. Aber kam achrein im peibes, kam achrein is kashu bedroach. The machshu m'shein, the boshu m'afilik, sasma koira chove, nichz b'toich asu al tefachim, shalom, we gam ken kashu, and we know it's a mace kile einoi, because you can imagine that it's cut off. Va koira mesra ala malam asu, kitin echshu koira, so you can say, abem ze einoi. You can't do that. Demoye nichz kashu m'yoyon kebe, tuch abish asu al tefachim, sula. De beinan halal movi ad koyra so trochem dafke. Otherwise, it's not a movi and you can't have a koyra. Siv chafei. Noat shtei yisoides akumas shal shnei koyis le'a movi. You put in two yisoides slanting al shnei koyis le'a movi like this. Instead of doing it like that, we had yesterday one like that somewhere over here, but this one was flat. Okay. Here, instead of doing it flat, you put slanting ones. Or you put one like that. You put slanting ones up. Yeah. So here you have a problem because it's slanting. So how far away could it be? So the tzvei alochas. Stor alocha, chavoit rumi. Throw it down. Chavoit, clap it, rumi, and throw it down. So that's the imaginary line of throwing it down. If it's over there, what will you say once it's over there? So right, you throw it down, so now it's there. So then you'll go back to this picture and say, lovud. So yesterday, say lovud. So if you're going to say that, both of them have to be three tvochim to say lovud, that we know. And chavoit romi, in this case, also has to be three tvochim. For it is the kasha, you say, now if it's a tefach wide, in the chesukah, you say, you can say chavoit romi even from very high. The tosis here is different. Has to be, gabi movi, has to be within three tvochim. Let's see. So the Mechaber, not shnei yisoides akumas al shnei koyis le'a movi, v'akmumis anoyte le'toich ha'movi. He's trying to say it's within the movi, not outside the movi, because anything outside the movi is possible, we learned before. V'nosan ha'koyra le'em, v'ein b'yiseides tefach, and there's no tefach, shishir koyra, li'es nechshovim ki koyra, im ein gvoim koyis le'a movi shloisha, if they're not three high, v'ein b'netziosom shloisha, and they're not three across from it, this way, ksheira, sh'oni roin, because you say three down, and then imaginary three down, imaginary three across. Sh'oni roin, kilem akos le'a movi, u kilem akos le'a gas be movi, bim yesh be governor, bim yosun shloisha, if either way there's more than three, posel is posel. Zot the mishibura, pei gimel, akumas ashne witzolim, do yoim, say say sh'oni asolim, mishipura slanting, v'sheim beltis le'malem, mi goiv akosolim, it's even higher than akosolim. I'll tell you why he says it's higher than akosolim. Because the whole time we've got this din of that you have to have a koyra al gabi ksolim. And the minute it's outside, it's possible. So the long bi'alocha megeis to say, which helps us a lot really, if you would do this, the same chokhmah you'd have done over there, yeah? And then you put it across, yeah? Then you won't need to say chavoit romi, it's kosher. There's no din that it has to be al gabi ksolim. It's a toz. It's not to us, it really explains. You know that we also have Gabik Solim, that is just La Fuke, it shouldn't be over here, in front, out of the Movi. But it can be lower within the Movi. Nothing wrong, as long as it's lower than by the side. So here you have to start, if you put it in between the Movi and it's touching either side, the Vadigit. It's not touching either side, Lovud. There's no knocking and big and thing, knocking up, knocking down, it's in a good place. Doesn't have to be al gabek solim, literally. Doesn't have to be on top of the wall. No such halacha. Has to be within the wall. That's a very wichtig zak. When you learn it, you don't notice that. Even you learn the Gemara and everything, but the bi'alacha on the base has arichas that it must be like that. So that's why here we're saying it's only a problem if it's noita chutz lemavi. Pei Dalet. That's what I'm saying. If it wouldn't be in between, there wouldn't be Shnei Reses. You just make a lovet. I don't care where the sticks are. But here there's no lovet to make a lovet to because it's not on top of the movie until you knock it down first. You've got two problems. It's too high and too far apart. So you'd make two dinim. If these sages themselves would be a tefach, then they alone would be part of the koa, and you're allowed to have a koa that looks like that. So they themselves, but they're not a koa, they're just two sticks, they're just two metal pins. They're not a koa, they're not a tefach white. These two parts will be the koa himself. Why is it kosher? Knock it down. But if you've got more than three psula, so usually you do say you have to say chavoy gomi only within three tvachim. Siv chavov. There's a shikul toy on this. If it's afterwards, I'll say it. I won't leave it for now. Vichtig is a toy on this, but it's a shikul toy. It's hard to shmir the mechaber. Siv chavov. Hodemovi nita belechi oikoyga. The fact that a movi is muta belechi oikoyga dafka is only kshe'enoi nomach pochas maso tvachim. You can't have the entrance lower than 10 tvachim and put a koyga there. Is what we learned before. The Bais Yosef said maybe if you got a big one, you can ignore the bottom. But hakul moedim that if you haven't got a big one, you can't put it on the entrance which is lower than 10 tvachim. Meruvochim. Now here, remember we had before, so we read this, that every lechi, Rabbi Kivega says, is not enough to be, let's say, if a tefach is 8, 8 times 10 is 80, 8 centimeters, no, it's not good enough. You have to have an extra etzba ka'ama, because we're not talking about amas tvochim mitzum tzomas. We have to go to Chumra and have Tvachim Meruvachim. So here as well, Asura Tvachim has to be, Eide has to be not lower than Asura Tvachim Meruvachim, which Chaim Noshi is not 80, it's 81.6, or about 82. Now we go to Chumra. And it mustn't be wider than, so here we go to Chumra the other way. 10 Amos, not big Amos, small Amos. But Shia okay, Alba Amos, and it has to have a depth inside to the movie of 4 Amos, Meruvachis, or Yose is again a Chumra. You have to make sure it's got a bigger shear for Muravochas, wider Amos. Avalim Chosachas Mikolelu, Eloi Takona, Elo, Betzuas HaPesach. You have to make a Betzuas HaPesach. The question is, why doesn't it say you can put a lechi? Depends on which. How, wider than 10, you can't put a lechi. But higher than 20, that's the next one, you can put a lechi. As Mechabad Beferish. Sorry, no, I didn't say it. One of these cases, no, this case, you take a car, have. He can have a lechi or a tzusa pesach. You know he's have a tzusa pesach. Now we've got a new heter. A new heter. We always knew the Mishnah starts off movi shigavoy lemalim esrim amah, which means that the first Mishnah erevin, a movi which is higher than 20 amas is possible, which means not movi, it means koira, the koira higher than 20 amas is possible. But there is a etzah, the Gemara Gato is a etzah, you can put there an amalatzra. What does it mean, Amalasra? Amalasra means, it means nice pictures. Pictures of birds, some say, some nice pictures. So the din is always that you can't see higher than 20 because you don't look. But if you see something unusual and looking very nice, you will look. So does state the halacha. Im reitza lachshira, if it is kosher, then shor shiasa kitsiyo vekiyo, you make some engraving, pirush siyacha bekoslam and asid al shmei koira, shali deka haka mistaklim ban, it's kosher. You can make it kosher by making it nice pictures and everybody will look at it and it's kosher even though it's higher than 20. So the mishabura peches ksheina nomach with saloma. Im akalka shebe movi, eina nomach mebifnim, negra ksorim shiasa otvochim, that's the way Mishabura learns. If you're going into the movi, and the whole thing is, the movi's got a lid, a cover, which is, and the whole thing's only 9 tefachim high, it's not a movi. And also, it has to be meruvochim. It was safer mitzvah tzomus. When you're talking about 10 amas, not wider than 10 amas, mitzvah tzomus. And not higher, must be higher than 10, meruvochus. As in lechume v'chom and zev shim v'chom and zev shim v'chom for each amma. If it's more than 10 amas, you can't have, it's not a Pesach. So you need to make a Pesach. That's why it's good when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, not a Lechi B'Koyra. But Tzuras HaPesach has made a Pesach on any size you want. So every Alba Amas will have two Atzvos, because every Amma has a half Atzva times four, it's two Atzvos. Okay, Alba Amas, Bachum Shiz, Elek Shiv, Kimor, Chotz, Elek Betzus HaPesach, Hainu, Afilim, Nomal, Pochum, Asor, Tvochim, Gam, Kem, Man, Tzus HaPesach. You can always make a Tzus HaPesach. Chem, Bulochem, Mes Amas, or Shloi, Alek, Alba Amas, Abba. The problem is, it's okay when it's very big, then you can make a Tzus HaPesach. If it's lower than 10 Tvochim, it's an inherent part of a problem with the Movi. It's wider than 10 Amas, so we said it's not Pesach. I'll make it Tzus HaPesach. If it's only not four Amas deep, it's three Amas deep, it's not a Movi, it's a Chotzer, I'll make it Tzus HaPesach. It hasn't got the heterium of a Movi. But if it's not 10 Tvochim high, how can you make it Tzus HaPesach? Your Tzus HaPesach also won't be 10 Tvochim high. You can't make it Tzus HaPesach if that's not 10 Tvochim high. Where are you going to make it Tzus HaPesach? Aber how the khoyn miskin den de moye khlala movi numbers ka sotor le mani tus besser. Da fille mich hitzi komm ich im hitzi le mani ka schein gewol, ka schein tus besser baume. You can't make it tus besser less than 10 to him high. Ach ein. Im moye khlala movi yoy gwa so tokh am grab mokem pesra movi no mach so. But if tak the movie is a good movie. It's high. And then when as soon as you come to the bottom, everyone has to bend down to go in, it's low. So you can't put a koi there because it's too low. But you can put a Tzus HaPesach like outside it, a high one. But say, man, it's Tzus HaPesach, as long as it's Osu Kedin, Shekonin Gevim, so it's Tvachim, that it is a high one. But Daoid, Dim Loi, okay, Abba Amas, Das Kam Boskim Dinik Chotzer, Val Ken Yitzigam Kem Pass Abba Mitzadech, Shem Pass Shem Mashem Shem. Still, if it's the depth, 10 Amas is a problem, but even in a Chotzer. But less than 4 Amas becomes a Chotzer, so you can put there the Hilchus Chotzer, which is not one lechi, not one koira, but two lechiaim or pasabo is good. You can't just say, oh, put the higher. No, sorry. This is talking about when it's 20, tzadik dalet, let's get it right. So this is a big shaila in the Gemara. 20 Amos means 20, that the Koyah has to be within the 20 Amos at 19.9, or that the Koyah can even be at exactly 20. So that's what he's saying here. It's also kosher. It's a big shaila in the Gemara there. 20 is the allowed to have a koya exactly at 20. Ain't a nit to be koya. So dafkim shemekel lemalim esemayin ekelos on to bein avalechi. Pardon? That's right. He doesn't mean that. He means what I'm saying. He means it's exactly on 20. Otherwise, it's a chenuga. Ain't a nit to be koya. The koya shemekel lemalim esemayin ekelos on to bein avalechi. She somech lekalke v'sagi bigvayes v'emkim mazim mashu goy v'havah. That's what he says. It's tzadikay. This is why I need to belechi. The besmei halnish hazoy albin in shechnoch state. If it's higher than 20 amos, what's that care? You still have a lechi. Tzadik vov. Finished. Okay.
When's next year?
Next year, Metzushem Sunday. We've done tomorrow's. What I want to say.